Over the next 6 weeks, the Michigan Shakespeare Festival brings three plays to both Jackson and Canton, Michigan. The first of the three chosen is, by design, a famous one.
That's when we do our Hamlet. That's when we do Romeo and Juliet. This year, we're doing The Taming of the Shrew.
Janice L. Blixt, Artistic Director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival.
The decision to do Taming of the Shrew this year was kind of based on the fact that 20 years ago, I first worked for the Michigan Shakespeare Festival as an actress playing Catherine in The Taming of the Shrew. And a man by the name of David Blixt was playing Petruchio. That is where we met. 20 years on, we are married, we have two children, we have a life together, and I am now the producing artistic director. He has been the fight director of the festival since 2009, and he's been an ensemble member there since 2000.
After the popular pick of The Taming of the Shrew, the second of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival's 2017 trilogy is usually something lesser known or underperformed.
It might seem like Julius Caesar is a very odd choice for that, but we sent out a questionnaire to our regular patrons and theatergoers asking what shows they have seen, haven't seen, what have they seen a lot of. And strangely enough, so many of them were saying, I have read Julius Caesar because I had to read it in high school or I read it in college, but I have never seen it on stage. We kind of looked around and realized that it's not produced as often as you would think it is.
However, this year's underperformed pick of Caesar has been overshadowed by New York's Shakespeare in the Park, where production placed a President Trump surrogate in place of the title character, something Blixt couldn't know about when Caesar was selected 2 years ago.
The publicity that has surrounded this has been interesting. We had to release a statement for both of our box offices because people have been calling and asking a lot of questions. I've been hearing about Shakespeare festivals around the country that have been getting death threats and a lot of threats of violence. We have not received any of that. Our audiences and the people of Michigan, I think, are smart enough to know that that's not appropriate. But we have been trolled quite a bit on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed. And mostly it's people out of state. We're getting trolled by a lot of people in Virginia. I don't know what that's about. We are not depicting any historical or modern political figures other than the ones actually named in the script.
Along with Julius Caesar, the third and final pick of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival is not by Shakespeare. The third is always a non-Shakespearean classic play or adaptation.
This year, we are doing Chekhov's The Seagull. I wanted to do the show because my experience with it, it's very funny. And it never seems, when I go to see productions of it, to be very funny. It's a modern funny. It's a biting funny. It's the kind of funny where one character is talking about their dreams and their goals and everything they want out of art, out of their life. And in the next beat, someone else asks for a cup of coffee. The stakes get dropped completely out from under people. The humor in it is more, think modern sitcom like The Office, rather than slapstick or silly or just plain witty comedy.
Chekhov's The Seagull joins Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew and Julius Caesar in this year's Michigan Shakespeare Festival, which takes place in Jackson's Bowman Theater for 3 weeks, then moves to Canton's Village Theater for an additional 3 weeks. Visit WKAR.org for a link to their website or just visit MichiganShakespeareFestival.com. Artistic Director Jan Blixt, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.